So today we're responding with compassion. I am who I am, and who I am is just perfect. And, you know, that's the whole thing about compassion, is we always think about it as out there, being compassionate with someone else, with society, with family members, with friends. It must begin with being compassionate with ourselves as well. Because if it doesn't begin there, it's really difficult to do it out there. Would you agree? So this week, we realize that when we are hurting, we need to be able to comfort ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I didn't always have the healthiest strategies for comforting myself. Back in the days before I really understood spiritual principles, comforting myself was sometimes just being angry and snapping at other people and not recognizing that I was hurt, and that somehow I thought hurting someone else was somehow going to heal me. And yet that's not how it works. To find a way to nurture myself was really the way that I moved forward in life. And I invite you to think about some of the strategies that we're going to talk about today and some of the ideas to see if you can't take that deeper. I mean, responding to our pain with compassion invites self-worth and self-love. And as we begin to see ourselves the way that Spirit sees us, whole, perfect, and complete, never making mistakes, just learning and having experiences, is a way to begin that compassion, that self-compassion. So let's begin with the three concepts. And I always like to have three more or less concepts every week. One is, I am who I am. The second is, where does God enter into the equation? And evidence that I am important. I think you'll find this interesting. So if your compassion doesn't include yourself, it's incomplete, says Jack Kornfield. I wrote a book that had to do with a donkey, Velvet, and the first chapter is, I am who I am, and who I am is just perfect. And it's about a donkey who thinks that because it's so different from everyone else on the farm, and even has a different voice and a different bray than the sounds that other farm animals do, that somehow she is not good enough, and discovers in this story that yes, she is, and that when she can channel who she is in a way that helps others, then life is better for everyone. So I am who I am. So here's another quote. It is a beautiful experience being with ourselves at a level of complete acceptance. When that begins to happen, when you give up resistance and needing to be perfect, the peace will come over you as you have never known. And that was Ruth Fischel. When that begins to happen, when you give up resistance and needing to be perfect, a peace will come over you as you have never known. I don't know about you, but occasionally I have really wanted to be more perfect than I ended up being. And that has created some real challenges. I mean, I could ask Emilio the same thing. And as a performer, I mean, it's really difficult to just be, isn't it? And especially if you watch a recording afterwards and the self-analysis that happens. And the thing is that why do we do that? Partly because we want to bring the best forward, for sure, right? But the other is, we're really being hard on ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to invite you to consider this idea, and that is that if we just be and just do the best that we can, and if it meant that we had to rehearse and we had to do different things to get to that place, to trust in the process and know that who we are speaks more loudly than any of the mistakes or foibles or other things that we think are going on. And people accept us because we accept us. And the thing is that life is a mirror. It reflects back to you, back to me, back to Emilio, exactly what we put out there. So if we put out there, I'm not good enough, or I make mistakes, then people are going to say, oh, look at that mistake. And the thing is that they may do that anyway, but when you are comfortable with the fact that you're rolling with the best that you can, then whatever anybody says doesn't matter. So don't make yourself wrong. Even if you feel like you deserve it, or that you've brought it on yourself, in fact, especially if you think you've brought it on yourself, don't make yourself wrong. Learn from it and do the best that you can to really be in the flow and know that foibles are part of being human. We can't not do things exactly a certain way without somehow stumbling on our own feet. And to know that the more you worry about making mistakes, the more mistakes you'll make. I know that with Emilio and I, occasionally when we've done pre-recordings of these sessions, we have not been as much in the flow as we have been when there's a live audience. And why? Because in the back of his mind and my mind is this idea that I might make a mistake. Oh no, now what? And guess what happens? We make a mistake. So give yourself a break and don't make yourself wrong. Spirit has gifted you with the power inside of you to change yourself, your motives, your behaviors, your exterior conditions, and life itself. And how do you change your exterior conditions? By changing your interior conditions. So remember always that you are not your past. You are not who you were yesterday, nor even a moment ago. You are something new that has evolved from what has occurred in the past. So where does God enter into all of this? In all the great spiritual traditions, at their heart is tenderness. Just to be kind inside, and then everything rights itself. Fear rests, confusion rests. That was Pamela Wilson. And I really like that. That at the heart of all spiritual principles, at the heart of all religious teachings, is this love and this tenderness. And where did we learn to not be loving and tender first, and second, and finally? I mean, I invite you again to move through this week, move through this month with the word tenderness on your mind. How can you be more tender with yourself? So be gentle with yourself and about yourself. Kiss away imagined faults, foibles, and failings, and remember this always. If you saw you as God sees you, you would smile a lot. Because you're perfect, you're magnificent, you're glorious, you're wonderful, and you are loved beyond measure. There is a spirit within that is also everything that exists in the universe. And when everything was created, if you remember the early words in Genesis in the Bible, God created heaven and earth, and it was good. God created man and woman, and it was good. We are essentially good. And when God is experiencing life, it's through each of us. So why not make that experience a good experience, a loving experience, a tender experience, a compassionate experience? If I could see myself as God sees me, what would I see? And I know there was certainly a time in my life where God saw someone who was really afraid of making mistakes. God saw someone who was really afraid of not being liked. God saw someone who was really afraid of not fitting in. God saw someone who was really, really not standing in her truth. And I would like to say that I have arrived down that path quite a bit. Though I have to also admit that occasionally I'm still concerned about what people think. I mean, it's such a, what could I call it, a deep ingrained behavior that it's really hard to just kind of erase it and slough it off. But when I notice that I'm stressed because I'm thinking that, oh, well, people won't like me because, and you can fill in the blanks, that I take a deep breath and say, I'm perfect just the way I am. And if I don't like something about what I'm doing, that I can change that. I can choose to change that. So if you could see yourself as God sees you, what would you see? So this one is a tough one. Evidence that I am important. Now think about that for a minute. Do you have evidence that you're important? Have you had evidence that you're important? And most of us haven't thought about that question. I think the idea of evidence that I'm important to someone has certainly come to mind. But have I thought about being important just because it's been proven to me? And I'd invite you to think about this. Because the thing is that you are important. How do I know that? Because you're on this planet. Because you have a life. Because you are one of the expressions of the divine. And you wouldn't be here if you weren't important. You're part of the mosaic of life. Part of what makes life full and whole and complete. And so therefore, yes, you are an important part of life, of other people's lives, of just your life. And know that you are perfect, whole, and complete, just the way that you are. And you can change your mind about how you do things, what you choose to think, what you choose to believe. But just your sheer existence means that you're here by divine appointment. You're here because God created you to be a unique expression of it. You are the hands and feet of Spirit. And how does Spirit know what life through you is all about unless there's a you? So you are important. Believe in yourself and all that you are. Know that there is something inside you that is greater than any obstacle. Because obstacles are quite literally just a challenge. And to stop and say, you know what? I'll overcome this obstacle. I have in the past. I will now. You are special. You are the same amount of special as any other human being. And so am I. You are valuable. You are just as valuable as any other person on earth. And so am I. There are no more valuable and less valuable people. You may have been taught that as a kid, perhaps, or the news may express that, or others around you may say that or even believe that, but it's not true. Everyone has equal value. You have a choice about the way that you are treated. I know that I've met people along the way who have been treated really badly by individuals, and it doesn't seem fair and it doesn't seem right. And all I can say is that, yes, that occurred and it was not good and it was not right. But what can you do today? And perhaps the one thing that you can do today, if you're one of these people who has had a bad experience, has been a victim of someone else's bad behavior, is to say that it doesn't have to define you. And that you can choose to teach people how to treat you. You can choose to be celebrated rather than tolerated. You can choose to be respected rather than disrespected. You can choose to be loved rather than not loved. And if you're not having those wonderful experiences where you are, is it because you haven't defined it for yourself, expected it for yourself, drew a line in the sand and said, this is enough. I either expect this or see a bye. And I know that's probably the hardest part, because some of the people that are in our lives that have maybe not experienced us drawing a line in the sand may continue to behave that way and won't like it one little bit when you change. That's okay. The thing is that it may be difficult to walk away from them, but as soon as you change your mind about it, then things will start to shift. And naturally, you are going to not be with those people as much, only because you've either chosen not to be, or they don't show up, or they start to change their behavior. Maybe not immediately, but somehow something does shift, because you deserve to be treated really well, because you are valuable. So say this one with me. I choose to be where I am celebrated rather than tolerated. I choose to be where I am celebrated rather than tolerated. Yes. You have choices about where you go and who you hang out with. You're not obligated to love. You're not owned by anyone. You can choose to say yes or no. And so it is. You are just as smart as anyone else. Did you know this before? Or did you learn this truth? That you are as smart as anyone else. Think about that. I mean, who defined how smart you are? Was it a teacher? Was it a family member? I mean, people have different gifts, but that's not a measure of intelligence. Smart comes in all kinds of packages and has many different colors. It's not about intelligence. It's about the unique gifts that you bring to the world. And you bring unique gifts. You are just as smart as anyone else. People cannot determine my value. And for many years, I let them. I allowed someone else's opinion of me to bring me down. Sometimes it caused me to want to learn more and get better, and that was okay. But when it did the opposite, when it caused me to think I didn't have the same kind of value, it was really disempowering. So people do not and cannot determine your value, because you get to choose that. And you can say, thanks for sharing. Or like in the South, I was told that when someone says, bless your heart, what they're really saying is, oh, get out of my face, that's stupid. So, bless your heart to whoever doesn't give you value. Bless their heart. People might kick you down and call you stupid. They can sneer down their noses at you, and they can turn their backs and call you a liar. It doesn't mean that they're right. Because remember, they're seeing life through their lens and whatever their expectations are. And their expectations might be that you need to show up a certain way for them to feel valuable. Who knows? They can reject you for your decisions to stand up for yourself, and many times that happens, especially when you finally decide to stand up to someone who's been stomping on you for a really long time. But they can't decide who you are. You get to decide that. So let's do a recap. So I am who I am, and who I am is just perfect. And where does God enter in? God is always there, whether you choose to notice or not, whether you choose to ask for the guidance or not. And evidence that you are important? Look at me right now. You are important. You are valuable. You are beautiful. You are loved. You are supported beyond measure. Say with me, and so it is. So let's anchor this with Dedri Francois' beautiful song, I Am Free. Thank you.
listened to the words my heart has spoken. Divinely blessed and guided, I no longer search. Fulfillment from excuses with no purpose. I am free, free from all the shackles that surround me. Free to choose to give my life new meaning. Free to change, to love unfold my destiny. Shadowed me. I see the love and beauty that abounds me. No longer cling to thoughts I thought protected me. I braved it all, and now I live with purpose. Shackles that surround me, free to choose to give my life new meaning, free to change, to love unfold my destiny. My past mistakes, oh, bless all the scars they've made. I bless them all, the lessons learned, they brought me where I am today. From all the shackles that surround me, free to choose to give my life new meaning, free to change, to love and fold my destiny. Shackles that surround me, free to choose to give my life new meaning, free to change, to love unfold my destiny.